Good morning.
Morning.
We celebrate today the Feast of Pentecost, which is the culmination of the Easter season. Easter Sunday, Jesus received from the Father the breath and the life of God. He was dead, but remember, it was the breath of God that he received and was filled again with the life of God himself. On this day, Pentecost, the church, the people of God, receives the breath and the life of God. St. Augustine, there's a theme that he often came back to in his preaching, in which he would tell those in the congregation, Christian, remember who you are. Christian, remember who you are. That you have become something different. You have become something that has been raised up. You're no longer a mere animal or a mere mortal. One who is destined for the ground, for eternity. But rather, you have been taken because of who you are now in Jesus Christ. And you have been raised up to something higher. And because of the Holy Spirit, because you've received the breath of God and the life of God within you, you are now part of something higher and something greater. You are part of the body of Jesus Christ. You are a part of his body. That is who you are. That in this earth now, until the end of the days, you are his hands and his feet, and his breath works through you. You are his church. This is who you are. Christian, remember who you are. And it changes our whole understanding, too, of sin. At the core of it is the great evil of sin is it's not who you are. Sin goes in the direction of of rot and the dust and death. That's not who you are. But instead, you're called to something higher. Yes, avoiding sin, but you're called to something even higher than that. The Holy Spirit in everyday life. And it was a common image in the medieval preachers, you know, the Franciscans and the Dominicans, these friars, they were formed in the Middle Ages, St. Francis, St. Dominic, and they were different because what they were started to do is they would just go around to all the towns and they would preach the gospel. They would live wherever they were given home. They lived, both of them, in different ways, in poverty, and they would preach the gospel. And there was a common image that they used, especially in the areas close to the sea. Those areas that know, like we do, often a strong wind. And they would use the image of a sailboat that has seven sails. And coming to know the Holy Spirit, who is the one that is described in the scriptures sometimes as a gentle breeze, a whispering wind, like when the Lord came to the prophet Elijah, and other times, like we see on Pentecost, as a gushing flow of wind. And coming to know and recognize the Holy Spirit in everyday life is recognizing that there's the Holy Spirit that acts in a person's life, but it's not the only spirit either. So the image they would have is it's a sailboat that has seven sails. And the sailboat represents you. It represents each individual, but it also represents the church as a whole. And this whole journey of life, which is trying to get safely to the shore, to our homeland, which is heaven. And knowing when to raise the sails and knowing which wind to catch, because not all winds are going to take you to your destination, and we know that. But there are the ones that will. And so knowing when to raise the sails to catch the right wind. Because there's the Holy Spirit, which in everyday life, in people that you encounter, in situations that you find yourself in the midst of, that God acts in the midst of that. The Holy Spirit does. Nudging you sometimes, just gently. Other times, shoving you to do the right thing. Not just to do the right thing, but doing the right thing and being the presence of Christ in that situation. But there's also the other wind. There's other spirits at work as well. The spirits which Scripture speaks about are of the world, the flesh, and of Satan. And recognizing when those are the ones that are blowing in our sails to take the sails down. And this is when I find myself, say, in a situation which, with people or circumstances that are going to stir up one of the seven deadly sins. So the seven sails, seven gifts of the Holy Spirit that we want to catch, and the seven deadly sins that we want to avoid. And so I find myself in a situation with someone or a circumstance in which it's blowing and aggravating within me my own pride, my anger, or my lust, or whatever it might be. Pick your poison. We all got our own. Often a nice mixture and concoction of them. And recognizing the fruit that comes out of that and what that's going to do if I'm on the seas and this wind is what's catching me, it's going to eventually lead toward my destruction. The ship is destroyed and it's sunk underneath. But we're called to something higher. To recognize when it's the Spirit and the breath of God that's working in me. And that in my life as a Christian, it is avoiding evil, but it's more than that as well. It's being able to see in those everyday circumstances, this is God who's nudging me or pushing me. This is the Lord who's at work with either the whisper or the scream of calling me to something higher in the midst of that situation. Where my temptation might be otherwise toward one of pride and anger. Instead, it's one of catching the wind of the Holy Spirit so that my response to it can be from the gifts of the Holy Spirit, wisdom, counsel, fortitude, piety, all those which lead to the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that in a circumstance which otherwise would leave me filled with a sort of agitation at best and just a blowing up and destruction at worst, the Lord is calling me to respond to the Holy Spirit in a way that brings the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which those are love, peace, joy, patience, self-control, and all the rest. Because you become something different, Christian. Remember who you are. That we pray in the Confiteor at the beginning of Mass, of those things I have done, yes, but also those things I've failed to do. Which as you grow in the Christian life, and you recognize this, right? It's often the things that I've failed to do. Those times I've ignored or just missed where God has been prompting me to be his presence in the world, to be his breath in the world working through you, to bring about his peace, to bring about his presence in the world. Because this is who we are. There's the three words which the church has given us as a prayer for the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. And just simply to pray this throughout the day. And it's in an everyday way, because you all got plenty of circumstances and people who are going to test you in one way or the other. And so just to pray the prayer of recognizing, okay, there's a lot of things that are getting agitated, but the Holy Spirit is at work as well. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. So that your sails might catch that wind and it might lead you to something higher, to bring His presence there, because this is who we are.